was pretty rubbish in front of the camera to start with. I was pretty serious. I got told by someone that I looked like I was in front of a firing squad. So maybe smile a bit more.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko.
James Schramko.
Helping you build your business super fast.
So James Schramko here, and my guest today is Brenton Ford. Welcome, Brenton.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Now, I'm interested in talking to you, and I'm doing this beside my pool today, and there's a reason for that. It's because of your business. You're not in the typical internet marketing space. You're in a different industry altogether. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you've been doing online?
Yeah, well, the last 3 to 4 years, I've built an online-based business around swimming and teaching triathletes and swimmers how to swim faster. So it's not your typical internet marketing, make more money online type of business, I guess.
Right. So you've been applying some of the things that we talk about on internet marketing speed, such as video marketing and podcasting and membership sites. Can you just give us a little helicopter view of what your business looks like at the moment?
Yeah, well, I started out with one product, one website, and not much of an idea of what a business looked like. I had a website, but it wasn't a business. But meeting you a couple of years ago, you taught me how to build a business from my knowledge and what I knew. So I've sort of built this thing out to encompass a lot of things, but based around the Own the Race course thing that you're teaching at the moment. So, you know, I've got a number of different products. They're digital products. They're not DVDs. They're not physical. They're all digital download. I've got a membership site. I've got another recurring product as well. And a lot of similar stuff to what you're doing, I guess. But yeah, it's just building up the whole business with, you know, an email list, a blog, and doing weekly videos. And yeah, having more than just a website, I guess, and having a proper business.
Right. So with Own the Race course, you've referenced that as a course that I put out, and you actually attended a workshop that we did where we stepped through how I was applying that to my business. Would you say that the strategy that I've deployed there with the news blogging is suitable to non-internet marketing industries?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it works tremendously well with in industries that aren't internet marketing. What I started 3 or 4 months ago after I saw you doing it and you made the suggestion to try it was every week on a Monday I film a video where I give away a few tips about swimming, and I talk about what's going on with Effortless Swimming, which is my business, and I let people know about any new products or clinics or you know, just basic news about what's happening with the business. And in October, the business had its biggest month by 45%, largely because of this Own the Race course system. So, I've been doing that the last 3 or 4 months, and the email list has grown tremendously. I'm not sure exactly how much, but it's up 4,000 to 5,000.
Wow.
Subscribers. The Facebook Wow. fan page is up from 4,000 about 2 months ago up to 15,000. And I'm getting a lot of people email me asking for, you know, coaching services, and you're getting a lot more sales and that sort of thing. And it's all just by building, I guess, my personal swimming coaching brand, through these videos and through these weekly videos that I'm putting out.
So are you contacting your customers more than you used to contact them?
Yeah, well, there was a time earlier this year, I don't think I sent out an email for 3 or 4 months. And, you know, because I didn't want to bother my customers or bother the people on my email list. But in hindsight, that probably wasn't the best, the best move. And I've been sending out an email every week or every couple of days, depending on what list they're subscribed to. But the amount of replies I get to my emails has increased because people are thanking me for the videos. They're asking me questions about their technique, about the products. And I haven't had one person say to me that you're emailing me too much. They've all, they've all thanked me and told me that they're looking forward to these videos coming out each week. So, you know, it's counterintuitive to, I guess, what I thought would be the case, where people were, you know, sick of hearing from me. But because I'm not sort of pushing things on people, I'm just giving them some helpful tips that they can implement for the week. It's really been a different result to what I was expecting.
Right. So if I'm reading between the lines here, you have overcome your trepidation to email your customers, and you no longer fear that they're going to leave your list because you can feel good about giving them more and more value. Like, the more often you contact them, the more good stuff you're teaching them that's going to help them with their swimming.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, because I was used to all these internet marketers who are every week or every day, it's a different offer for a different product. And that's not the type of business I wanted to be running. So I was sort of thinking, well, that's the only way that, you know, you can email customers every day. But, you know, turn that around, give them something that they can use, not something that they should buy. Just give them, you know, free tips, free news, and they'll appreciate it.
Well, word on the street is that some of these internet marketers have been adopting the own the race course strategy in the last few months. So it should be interesting to see these patterns crop up. So just to for a listener who might not be familiar with an own the race course strategy, could you just step us through, like, your typical weekly schedule? Like, what do you actually do once a week with your blog or your news outlet? Like, what are the steps for them?
Yeah, so if I was to do nothing but the own the race course model, which is every Monday, I will get out my camera, I'll take it out to the kitchen, and I'll plug in my microphone, I'll grab the whiteboard, I'll write down 4, 5, or 6 points that I want to talk about, and then I'll hit record, I'll go through those couple of points, I'll stop the recording, take out the SD card, put it in my computer, and edit the video, and then upload it to YouTube. And then I'll send that off to my assistant over in the Philippines, Gwen. Hello, Gwen, out there. I'll send her this recording. What she'll do is she'll get it transcribed, she'll put together bullet points, and then she'll upload it to the blog, and then she'll send that to me, and then I'll send that out to my email list. I'll post it to Facebook, to Twitter, Google+. And then that's, if I did nothing but that for the week, I'd still get 80 to 90% of the results, for the week, I'd say, just from doing that one video on a Monday. So it really is the, you know,
I'm glad you said that, because some people say to me, oh gosh, that sounds like a lot of work, but it makes so much sense. And then I ask them, what other marketing do they do to drive their business? And really, where I've got it to, and where it sounds like you've got it to, is if you do nothing other than pop out a video here and there, that will actually continue to drive your business, and not just drive it, but grow your business bigger. And it's probably going to have a compound effect, I imagine, if the same thing that's happened to me is you'll build your audience and you start getting more comments, and people will find you in the different channels as well. You're tapping into a few different places. Sounds like Facebook's really kicking. And your YouTube channel, I imagine, would get embedded and shared occasionally by other people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I got off the phone to someone who I did a podcast interview with today, and he said to me, "How on earth have you got this video onto so many different websites? Because you must have come across it on some triathlon or swimming websites." And all it is other people embedding the content onto their own websites. Because it's, you know, it's good content, they want to share it, and they want to, I guess, add things to their blog. So it's it's not rocket science, but this, you know, just doing the day in, day out things and doing this video every week, it's really having a compound effect on sales, on the email list, on building authority, and getting the Effortless Swimming name out there. So it's it's not hard. I wouldn't call it work either. You know, I enjoy making the videos. Every day I'm thinking of new things to talk about in the videos, and I'm kind of scratching to, you know, itching to get out there in front of the camera to get this stuff in front of the people who watch the videos, because I know it's good stuff.
What sort of challenges have you had in setting up this new system, apart from your own fear that people might say, hey, look, you're sending me too many emails? But have you had any technical challenges or major fears or obstacles to overcome?
Nothing too major. I mean, I was pretty rubbish in front of the camera to start with. I was pretty serious. I got told by someone that I looked like I was in front of a firing squad, so maybe smile a bit more. But that was good advice. I tried to smile more since then. But, it's gotten a lot easier. Initially when I started my business, you see the internet marketing business where it's a guy sitting behind his computer making all this money, and no one sort of knows who he is. So he's this underground type of guy. And that's what I sort of wanted to set up in the beginning. That's what I thought was the way to go, because I didn't want to, I was afraid of being, being known out there. But, I've sort of changed that around, and now I'm really putting my face out there and getting my name out there. And people can relate that way. People can, they'd rather deal with a person than a business, I think, especially in the sort of swimming triathlon market. So I had those sort of issues at the start. There's always technical issues, like you might forget to turn on the microphone. The SD card might be full, so you need to record the video again. But, just get it done. And it does, these technical issues become less and less as you get more experience with it. But, it's nothing major. If the video quality is not that great at the start, I've just put out some not great quality videos. The content's been good, but the quality's not great. But people would rather get the content than not receive it, I think. So I just, it might look ugly, but it does the job.
Yeah, I've definitely put out my half done videos before, but I think people forgive you when you're starting out on this. And besides that, you don't have as big an audience when you start, but it's certainly as the audience grows, you can refine your technique. Okay, so you've been really generous sharing your story there, Brenton. I wanted to just ask you, can you give the listener some action steps? What can they take away from this? If they've got a website or they have a business, it may not be in the internet marketing space, maybe it's a normal sort of business, or they have customers who are in a traditional sort of business, what are the things that they should focus on first?
Yeah, well, if I looked at my business and I had to keep only a handful of things, it would be my website, so effortlessswimming.com, which is the main website where I add these videos to each week. It would be my email autoresponder. I use Office Autopilot, but it doesn't matter too much what system you're using, as long as you've got somewhere where you can collect people's email addresses and keep in contact with them. It would be a Facebook fan page. It would be a camera and a YouTube account. If I had just those things, I think I could do pretty well with the business. So, if someone's looking to increase their business or increase their revenue, get their name out there, build more authority in the market, then just start recording a video once a week. Just write down a couple points on a whiteboard and film yourself, put it up there, put it on your website, put it onto Facebook, and just start building this following. Because if you've got something to say and you know what your market's looking for, then they want to hear this kind of stuff. I was going on Facebook today and I saw a friend of mine who's in financial planning. She put out an article that was on one of the websites that she writes for. And, I was just browsing on Facebook and I looked at this thing. And I thought, geez, this is great. So I've sort of saved it to read for later, because people want to consume content that they're interested in. So, put your fears aside if you don't want to get on camera, and just do it. It might be painful at the start, but it's been so worth it for me and my business.
Awesome. Now, if people want to see what you've got going there and check out the swimming videos and learn how to swim better and eat better and get that sportsman brain, where can they go and have a look at your stuff?
Yeah, well, when you've got the million-dollar house and the pool in the backyard from your internet marketing, then head to effortlessswimming.com, and that's just where I put all my content. You can check out what I'm doing in terms of the marketing side of things. And if you're a swimmer or a triathlete, then get in touch and we'll improve your swimming so you're not left behind on the swim leg of your triathlons.
Fantastic. And now I just got another question. I actually hadn't planned this, but what would you say to someone thinking about coming on board with Silver Circle?
Yeah, well, as you know, I've been part of Silver Circle for, I can't even think how long now, but it's been over 12 months. And, what I get out of it is the accountability is great, because, you know, every week we say what we're going to do, and then we reference that the next week and see what we've actually been through. And then just your experience has sort of guided my business in the right direction. So, and it's kind of pushed me to do more than I would just by myself. For example, running freestyle clinics and workshops. The very first one I ran, I was so nervous about, you know, about having 20, 30 people in a room where I'm talking about swimming. But you just kind of encouraged me to go ahead with it. And that was awesome. It got me over my fear of talking in front of 20, 30 people about swimming. And then also the other business owners in there and the forum. Just there's a lot of different businesses and a lot of experience in there. And, you know, you can bump ideas, you know, you can throw around ideas and people will get back to you with what they know and what they've been through. So it's been responsible for growing my business tremendously, and there's no way I'm leaving it anytime soon.
Nice. Well, thanks, Brenton. I hope people go and check out your swimming videos. And this is definitely the sportiest episode I've ever recorded. I can see a racing bicycle in the background there, and the pool over here. Hopefully we've inspired some athletic, and it's Christmas in Australia as well, just for our overseas listeners. There's the surfboard for all you, all the people in the snow right now. Thanks, mate. Have a great week. I'll catch up with you on the next call.
Great. Thanks, James.
See ya.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.